Well, friends, isn't this gospel reading just beautiful? Where Paul makes a wonderful prayer that is just a glorious thing for the church. Paul, because the church is being made into a dwelling where God dwells by his Spirit, because the church has two people, both Jew and Gentile, made into one, that all are able to come before God. Because of these reasons, Paul kneels before the Father. We're told in verse 14, kneeling as a sense of submission, but also knowing where the power is, that the authority and power is with God the Father. And Paul knows that by kneeling before him, he's putting himself in the right place as he prays, and then he goes about it. He acknowledges, though, that it's from God the Father, whom the whole family in heaven on earth derives its name. That our identity as the people of God comes from him. If you're ever wondering who you are, I think this is one of the best places to start. That you are part of God's family and it derives from him. That changes the value, it changes the identity of a person in the kingdom of God. Paul prays that out of the Father's glorious riches, and we need to know that God's glorious riches are the glorious, most glorious and most richest thing in the universe, that out of his abundance, the abundance that caused this universe to grow, all the treasures, all the most amazing things that you can comprehend in this universe, that actually God is the one who is the creator of those treasures. And it's out of his abundance, out of his ability to bless, that Paul is making this prayer. So we should have anticipation that this prayer is going to be heard and that it's actually going to result in blessing for those for whom it is prayed. So it's out of these glorious riches that Paul prays that he would strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Now, what a great thing to know that Paul is asking God that the church be strengthened with power. Now, sometimes when we think of power, we think of control or force. However, God's power is quite different. God's power leads to life. It leads to freedom, it leads to health, and it leads to wholeness. And so as power, God's power is within us, then his Spirit is there, that we're going to become more and more whole and one and more like God and Jesus, so to speak, in our lives. And that will result in us even more being able to pray, even more being able to care for those who need it, even more being able to share the gospel message, that as we're strengthened with power, we're going to be more and more like a kingdom person that God calls us to be. So I pray that we would indeed be strengthened with power in our innermost being, not so we can manipulate or coerce or strong arm anyone else, but so that we can be so whole within ourselves that we can more faithfully love and serve those around us. And Paul gives the reason here as well why he wants us to be strengthened, so that, this is verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And as we're strengthened through faith, we come to know more and more that that's exactly where Christ is, in our hearts. This is an amazing transformation, where previously God's dwelt in the heavens or in temples, but now it's revealed that the temple is within the people of God. And that's you and me, that Christ dwells within. And again, that gives us so much resolve that we can, by Christ in us and his Spirit empowering and dwelling within us, that we can be the church of God and live out the call to be his disciples. Paul also prays that they would be rooted and established in love. In 1 Corinthians 13, again, and in other parts, he says love is the thing that is actually most important. At the end of 1 Corinthians 13, where he talks about all sorts of things and spiritual gifts, he says three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And I think it's so important for us as a church to keep on coming back to that. And it's also useful to remember, love doesn't mean that we just give everyone what they want. However, it does mean that love needs to be the thing that we have on our mind most of all. Love of ourself, love of God, and love of others. And if that is kept as one of the lenses that we look through, it will continue to reshape and reframe the way we go about all sorts of things. And as we are rooted and established in love, Paul prays that they may have power together with all the saints. The power is in order to grasp how wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ is. Well, I pray for our church, much like Paul, that we would absolutely know how big that love of God is in Christ, and that will fill us up with value, it'll fill us up with purpose, it'll fill us up with meaning, and it'll enable us to realize that every single day that we walk this earth, that we have breath in our lungs that God has given, that we are loved. No matter what anyone else says to us, we are loved because Christ is in us and God has redeemed us through Christ. In verse 19, and the other part of the prayer, not only will we know the love, but that we will also be filled to the full measure of God. To the measure of all the fullness of God, sorry. That's the end goal of Paul's prayer, of Christ being in us, that we will actually be filled up by God, that we'll become all we can be as the Spirit lives within us and continues to transform us. We will be the best version of ourselves, that will continue to lay before God those parts of us that are less than we need to be. And then we continually are filled to be like him. Now I'm going to finish the little talk now by reading just his last prayer as bit of the prayer as a blessing. Now to him, that's God, who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within in us. To him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I pray that love of God will fill you and that you will be filled to the full measure of God in Christ Jesus.